Hi everybody, Casey Zander here, and in today's video, I wanted to do a video with Marcus Rice. Now, this is a collab that I've wanted to do for a couple months now, and I think it's important because for those of you that may or may not know, Marcus is actually my coach in MBT. So Marcus has been the MBT coach within the Masculinity Blueprint community. He helps me out and hops on, live stream Q&As. He helps men on a day-to-day basis. So the cool thing is that not only do I have, experience coaching thousands of students, but for the past year, Marcus has actually deepened his scope of what's going on today with men, and not only that, how it's affecting their dating lives with modern women. So Marcus is going to lead this conversation today, and he has a very specific topic. Marcus, I'll kind of let you take it from here, man.
All right, so my topic for today is women's expectations are like way too high in today's world. And I wanted to pick your brain on this. And why do you think women's expectations are too high?
Well, the way that we came to this topic conclusion too is that oftentimes what I think is that what men don't realize today is what comes along with being high value.
Right.
Now, there's a lot. What I notice is the two lines of, the line of self-improvement and the line of getting better at dating, they kind of coexist today within YouTube content, or it coexists within just natural like male mentality. The problem that I'm seeing is that what comes along with the things that make a man high value is oftentimes things that women might sort of not necessarily notice up front because they're looking at the end result, not necessarily the work that goes into it.
Right.
So what I mean by that is what happens is when a guy becomes high value, or he starts his path of self-improvement or developing himself as a man, what he typically then is lacking is time. First and foremost. Secondly, he's not doing a lot of the, whether that be mainstream events or kind of fitting the narratives of modern boyfriends or just men in general. So the reason why expectations are mismanaged is because I think that a lot of the things that make him high value requires constant upkeep, and women don't necessarily notice that his time is going to be have to be better spent in other areas.
Right. And for a question I have for you that could you be married in today's world?
Could you be married in today's world?
Yeah.
I think a man can be married if he knows A, what he's looking for, and B, how to vet properly. So the first stuff, how to know what he's looking for. This is one that I feel all men struggle with, and even me from time to time, because what you're constantly fighting against is your pleasures and your deep-rooted desires. Okay, and your pleasures and deep-rooted desires can oftentimes be impulsive and not grounded in anything productive. But what's oftentimes going to lead to the best long-term ROI or result in life is things that take proper planning, and not only that, just an adequate pipeline of women to actually vet from. I see that as one of the biggest reasons why, things like MBT is needed, because if men do have a genuine desire to be with one woman or to grow a family or something like that, what it's going to take is you're going to need leads. And by leads, you need prospects to choose from. And the only way to have prospects to choose from is you need adequate game. So when you are choosing, you're not from a place of scarcity. You are in a standpoint of abundance. And not abundance just to be a player, but abundance in a standpoint of, hey, I need to know who I have to choose from and how I need to go about this so I can be successful with my relationship. So is it possible? Yes, but there's going to be a lot of upfront work that goes into it.
Right. And I think it's the man needs to put in a lot of work. The man needs to be like put like yourself on your purpose, working 12 to 18 hours a day in the gym, working out 6 days a week, getting your nutrition right and also developing multiple ways of income. And I think in today's world, men don't want to marry at all. And why do you think that is?
A lot of the women aren't necessarily marriageable. I think that it's not talked about today enough that like men aren't forthright with their true intentions of what they consider marriage material.
Right.
First and foremost, men, but whether that be high value men or low value men, like men in general, they're going to value certain things such as, a woman who's willing to cooperate or be submissive or be pleasing or just happy to be around, or things like virginity. You know, that's huge. A lot of men like to say that, oh, you know, a woman can sleep with whoever and still be good quality. But in the standpoint is that if she's been pairing or been being dominated in a S3 actual format, it's going to be tough to make that your wife when she's given her ultimate submission to a train wreck of guys before her.
Yeah, and I want to make a top point. I saw a thing on TikTok. It said, a woman has a lock. If a key can open any lock, that's a terrible lock. But men have a key. If men's key can open any lock, that's a master key. So women have access to S3X. Men have access. Men control relationships. Women control S3X. That's definitely true.
Now, so what I also see, though, is this is going to come, what's going to be needed to have success for everybody, whether that be dating or with a relationship, is once again, S3X cannot be the main focus.
Right.
And it's proven why. If men are, if men praise things or men reward things like, you know, virginity or loyalty or pairing with one man.
Right.
Well, what that's going to take is that's going to take us as men not necessarily trying to see how fast we can bed women into the sheets. Because the thing that men don't realize about with your masculine energy is if you are the leader, right? If you are the one who's the dominant factor in the interaction, chances are that your game, your charisma, your seduction can be developed so well that you can get whatever result in life that you want. And if you do have that power, you have to ensure that you're breeding good and not breeding evil. Because if you breed the wrong things, you're going to be the one who's leading a lot of these women to places that you criticize them for in the long run.
Insane.
And I don't understand the mindset with a lot of it, because a lot of these, a lot of the mentality, whether that be, you know, online dating gurus or just game and pickup gurus, they're constantly saying, you know, all women are promiscuous, all women will cheat, all women are S3-actual by nature. But the problem is that's the only thing they're qualifying the women on. That's the only thing they want out of the women. And oftentimes that's the only thing they're searching for.
Right.
So it's like, okay, if you're looking for that, if you're demonstrating that's what you value, don't you think that the women are going to continue to do the way as if you're leading them?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's going to take a cultural shift of like all of the men to start to think a certain way. Because when promiscuity is not necessarily rewarded anymore, women have to bring something else to the playing field.
Right, yeah, so sex is not everything. And even if you tell a woman no, a woman will assume you're down low, you're switching up on everything. And that's literally not the case. Like, I had a woman, this woman I was sleeping with for a while, then I told her no one time. She's like, oh, you got another woman? I'm like, no, I just don't want to sleep with you right now. I worked like 16 hours. And then I drove 2 hours included. So I'm 18 hours just awake, just on my purpose. And you just want me to rearrange your, you want to just have S3X with you? No, that's not happening.
Yeah. And if you see my screen right here, think about it for a second. Let's say you take a pool of a bunch of men. Okay. So all of these little dots are going to represent a bunch of men in a pool.
Right.
Okay. And they're all of, let's even make the circles bigger. So that way we can all just see how many men I'm trying to talk about. Let's say this pool right here is a group of 1,000 different men.
Right. Okay?
And let's say these are 99%ers who chase women, or they try to get S3X.
Yep.
Okay. And then what happens is once they get their S3X, they're slightly bitter because they now see women's true nature and they see what women will do if you lead them to that. But now oftentimes what happens is they just bred like hookup culture. Mm-hmm. So here's what happens. If one guy exits this group and he becomes a 1%er,
right?
And he says, hey, regardless of what the herd's doing, even if society says, hey, how many women I can bag in the sheets dictates my masculinity, I'm going to turn a blind eye to that and I'm going to be the one outlier.
Right.
And I'm going to get on my purpose. I'm going to qualify for better women. I'm going to lead by example and not only find, but demonstrate boundaries and expectations of women that I genuinely want. Okay. I'm the one person that does that.
Right.
You're going to get a lot of hate. There's going to be some guys that say, well, he's not sleeping around because he has no skills, or he's not sleeping around because he has no game, or women don't find him attractive. When in reality, if this man is building something, if this man is doing the things he told himself he would do to become a one percenter, what's going to happen is these men are going to finally start to exit. And as they exit, they come to a different pool. And let's say this 99 percenters now became one percenters and they qualify women on things beside beauty. They qualify her on how well she can cooperate, how well she can control her emotions, how low her impulses are. Well, what happens is you now have better women. And if you have better women, they would now be shamed for some of the things that they do S3 actually instead of rewarded. So you got to ask yourself, do you want to play the long game that breeds success, or do you want to play the short game that pleasures your what's between your legs but leads to, you know, the downfall of humanity, if you will.
And a huge dark hole.
Yeah, exactly. So, guys, I hope you like this style of content. I don't do it often, but it's nice to get other people's perspectives, especially Marcus, since he's been coaching now for about a year, I would say, right?
Yeah, about a year. So
he's not only has he influenced other men, but he's oftentimes in the weeds with the dating game. So he sees what's happening on a day-to-day basis.
Every day.
So if you like this video, I'd like you to hit the like button. Comment below if you want to see more videos like this, and we will see you in the next one.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Casey Zander here. So you want access to me? You want access to my exclusive live trainings? You want to actually maybe sometimes speak one-to-one with me? And not only that, if you would like an exclusive brotherhood, almost a secret society of top shelf 1%er high value men to actually network with. We're talking everything with business. We're talking everything with women dating and female dynamic. But not only that, we're talking about everything to crush it in life. I highly recommend you going down below and checking out my brand new Don't Tell group. This Don't Tell community is a secret society of high value men on their purpose, on their mission, building something. And if you click that link below, I think you're gonna be very excited for some of the things that I actually have in store for you to meet me and take me up on this opportunity to build a rock solid foundation with like-minded masculine men around you.